time for our weekly sports roundup as we say hello to Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. His just released newest book is End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. And let's talk about that. The Wolverines open their home schedule Saturday afternoon against Oregon State after dropping that season opener against Utah. And John, you told us last week you weren't expecting a win. You were right.
It was about a 5.5-point underdog, Michigan was, and that's about what they lost by, 24-17. They played, I thought, far better football on both sides of the ball than I've seen in a long time.
And that's what you said you wanted out of that game.
That's what I thought. No wanting. I'm a journalist.
Yes. What did you expect to see?
That's what I expected to see, is 60 minutes of hard-nosed blocking and tackling, fundamentals, coming hard every play, and that's exactly what they delivered. So they've got a lot of work to do. The offensive line is still not that great. The longest run was 7 yards, and that's not how you win championship football, of course. But, man, you can see the foundation. You can see the building blocks. And this team is going to improve pretty quickly.
What worked for you?
What worked for me is seeing, first of all, the offensive line give the quarterback, Jake Reddick, some time back there. He was not sacked once. Last year, Devin Gardner, he'd have 4, 5, 6 sacks in some games. It was just nuts. So that was a whole lot better. I also just saw a team that was organized, ready to play, going hard, getting to the ball quickly on defense, and an offense going hard until the whistle. That's all basic stuff. This is Pee-wee football. But we've not seen that in Ann Arbor in a while.
Now, Jake Reddick threw 3 picks, and he saw 1 returned for a touchdown. But Coach Harbaugh made it very clear, Ruddock's his quarterback. Do you agree?
I do, not only with the decision, but also the way he handled it, which is just as important. After the game, Jim Harbaugh's post-game press conference was one of the best I have seen.
I watched it. What impressed you?
Calm. The eyes are still on fire. The jaw is still set. That's who he is. He's not too fond of losing. We know this. But he was not about to throw his team under the bus by saying we didn't execute, which is one of the Brady Hoke's sing-song phrases, which the players interpreted, okay, you guys were great, and we screwed it up. And Harbaugh, the players were saying this time, but Harbaugh's saying those guys are being too hard on themselves. Jake Butt had a great game. So-and-so had a great game. And he knows from playing quarterback all those years, the last thing you want is any doubt in the quarterback's head. And you cannot have that. And he said, you're my guy. Should be his guy. He's got the experience. He'll get better. And, look, I'm sure he got chewed out on Sunday during film session.
Film session.
Right. But you don't chew him out on Saturday in front of the press, or Thursday in that case.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was just very smart coaching.
Well, and then for Saturday against Oregon State, we've got Harbaugh returning to the field at the Big House, what, for the first time since 1986?
1986, the fall of his senior year, of course, when he was wearing a helmet.
Yes.
Coming out of the tunnel, of course. He'll come out of the tunnel again. It will be an exciting day for Michigan fans. They are heavily favored. 16 points, 2 touchdowns, basically. Over Oregon State. It's still early in the season. You don't know what you got.
Sure.
But I would expect the Michigan victory.
Over to Michigan State Saturday night against Oregon. It's so funny. It's getting all that sort of. And that loss last year to Oregon really hurt MSU's image as a national contender, didn't it?
And honestly, it might have served them well, crazily, because it kept them under the radar until the very last, the end of the Big Ten season. So they're under the radar the whole time. They played them actually very tough for 2-3 quarters and fell apart there at the end. Oregon's on one hell of a team last year. You got the Heisman Trophy winner, Mariota, on the squad. But Michigan State right now is favored by 4, and that strikes me as about right. I think they might be a better team. D'Antonio has done one heck of a job in East Lansing, and this is a marquee game. After this game, they don't really play anybody until they play Ohio State on the next-to-last game of the regular season. So they win this one, they'll be a top-5 team for a while.
But it was interesting watching that win over Western last weekend. Antonio was looking pretty grim-faced at times on the sideline.
He's looking grim-faced when they're up by 40. That's not a very good measure. I always often joke about Michigan fans that they're not happy unless they're not happy. I think D'Antonio has got a strain of the disease.
How do you think Connor Cook looked in his first outing of the season?
Good, not great. Okay. Good enough. He is going to be one of the marquee quarterbacks in the Big Ten, maybe nationally. And that is one of the great reasons why they should be a top-10 team.
Over to the Lions with the season opener Sunday at San Diego. What did you see during the preseason? Trying?
Trying, definitely. The big problem they've got is how to replace Ndamukong Suh, of course, the famous defender. And he is a world-class defender. He's now at Miami. And their replacements so far are...
But a lot of penalties and fines they won't be getting.
Yeah, but they would take the trade.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So he's the kind of player who can not just do his job, but do some other people's jobs as well. Get to the quarterback, get to the running backs, kind of basically disrupt the entire offense of the other team. The guys they've got now and there are competent, they're good, but they're not game changers. So that will be their hurdle to overcome. But they're supposed to have a good season and probably get to the playoffs by the end of it.
Now to the Tigers.
Here we are, Cynthia Canty, and a few years ago, of course, the Tigers have got great news and the Lions stink. Now it's the other way around.
Oh, boy. Last night with Tampa Bay, 8-0, it was the 8th shutout for the Tigers. I mean, where do you even begin?
Where the trade deadline was a few weeks ago, of course, we said, if you don't trade, you're playing to win, and if you do trade, you've bagged it for the season. And look, once the front office has given up in the season, don't expect the players or the fans to care any more than they do. So once they bailed on it, the season's done.
And apparently manager Brad Ausmus and owner Mike Milledge were spotted talking on the field before a game this week, and when he was asked about it, Brad Ausmus refused to answer any questions about their conversation. The smoke signals are telling you...
I would not get a mortgage if I'm Brad Ausmus. I just don't see him coming back next year.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubacon. Thanks so much, John.
Always a pleasure.